here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 14th of May, 2014. It was on this day, 1796, that Edward Jenner, a British physician, administered a vaccine to prevent smallpox, the first successful vaccination. Smallpox, a terrible disease, been around for thousands of years. Lesions have been found on Egyptian mummies from 1500 BC. It's mentioned in ancient Chinese and Indian writings. It spread across the world through trade and through slavery, through conquest, weakened the great empires of the Aztecs and the Incas and the Romans. And in 18th century England, it was responsible for the deaths of about 400,000 people each year. It was on this date, 1804, Lewis and Clark left St. Louis, Missouri, the first overland expedition across the North American continent. Captain Meriwether Lewis, Lieutenant William Clark, about 40 others, traveling in a 55-foot keelboat and two piroes, smaller flat-bottomed boats. It would take them up the Missouri River, through the Dakotas and Montana, over the Continental Divide, down to the mouth of the Columbia River. Their supply list included 25 hatchets, 10.5 pounds of fishing hooks and fishing lines, 12 pounds of soap, 3 bushels of salt, 45 flannel shirts, 15 pairs of wool overalls, 176 pounds of gunpowder, and 4,600 sewing needles, which they were taking along as gifts for native people, along with 130 rolls of tobacco. They took a microscope, a telescope, 2 sextants, 15 .54 caliber rifles, 50 dozen Dr. Rush's patented thunderclapper pills, which was a laxative, whose two main ingredients were mercury and jalapenos. And they took along their journals, in which they kept a record of everything that happened and all the plants and animals they encountered. 178 plants they recorded, and 122 animals, some of which, such as the lynx and the prairie dog, now at risk of extinction. And it was on this day, 1925, Virginia Woolf's novel Mrs. Dalloway was published, 3 years after James Joyce's Ulysses. And like Ulysses, Mrs. Dalloway takes place on a single day, and the story is told through stream of consciousness. Here's a poem for today by Kevin McCaffrey, entitled At the Very Lengthy Meeting. At the very lengthy meeting, I actually felt my soul leave my body and rush toward the ceiling and fly around the walls and flare toward daylight, toward the windows, to throw silently its impetuous emptiness against the glass in vain. It could not go anywhere, the clear moth. Then it lay on the rug, not exhausted, but bored, and so inert that it almost, though nothing, took on a hue stained with all the breaths and words and thoughts that filled the room, the yellow-green color of old teeth. At the Very Lengthy Meeting, a poem by Kevin McCaffrey, from his collection Laughing Cult, published by Four Winds Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.